fucky figure. I ain't a motherfucking pimp when all these niggas be jocking me. Pimping to the end, make the cheese near the green. Like, bitch, please, motherfuckers ain't stopping me. It's Sketch the Round, episode 85.
I'm the ball.
You need. It is episode 85. We finally recorded an episode after many a vacation and many a COVID test.
Damn, twin.
Yeah, we are here. We are here. We are back in full force? Question mark. I don't know. We shall see.
We had to come and sketch that wrong, babe.
We've had a really long talk before this, and this is the first time we've started an episode this late. But it's okay. It's okay. I don't know about everybody else.
It's like midnight. Damn.
Exactly. Damn. I didn't think about that.
Well, we about to sketch this wrong, bro.
But let me go ahead and so let's just start off with this thing from one of our favorite subjects, Mr. What man calls himself Puffy? Mr. Sean Combs tweeting asking the question. The question that we've all asked, who killed R&B?
I thought you was going to talk about something completely different.
Who killed R&B? And my answer is the man who decided that it was a good idea to put Jodeci over an EPMD beat, which would be the man. The man's idea, the guy who thought of that idea, is the guy who tweeted that very tweet.
To be fair, Steve, I also think it's the person who sampled 50 different people for a crisscross album. I think that he could be thrown into the mix.
Yeah, you're right.
Niggas came apart.
Nah, dude, he had a lot of
niggas came apart.
Honestly, because there's a point in R&B where I was trying to figure out when did that switch happen when everything had to have a triangle on it and had to sound like an R. Kelly song. And it's R. Kelly still kind of was doing his own shit, but then here comes Jermaine Dupri with trap hi-hats over on an Usher song, and it's that's when it really started to switch. And ever since then, it seemed like, along with Diddy, using hip-hop and, telling niggas to put hip-hop and shit in, R&B songs and shit. And it's, that's really what kind of got us to the point with R&B, where every R&B album, damn near, since 1996 or whatever, or, no, further than that, since, 1991, has to have some sort of hip-hop influence in it. And some of that shit be cool, but, today, it's now we're at a point where I've heard some good R&B from recent years, but a lot of the popular shit seems to be I'm a sample of this song that came out 10 years ago or some shit. It's just the Diddy formula. So again, it goes back to Diddy.
Nigga had the nerve to ask.
I don't think he had a hand in it. He had B5, Dirty Money. Danity Kane.
What Steve's saying is he kind of ushered in the concept of letting the sample take over the record. Shit could be sampled, but shit wasn't the More Money More Problems. I fucking love More Money More Problems. It's the fucking it's the chorus. It's just I'm coming out. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. It's a lot of songs, especially in the 2000s, you listen and it's just, I'm referencing this song that came out in the 80s. I didn't write a single lyric.
Look, but at the same time, say what you want about, More Money, More Problems or whatever, but It is a way better use of a sample than Say It by Tory Lanez, which is literally just If You Love Me by Brownstone. It's just the record.
That's what I mean. It's just I could, if it's a hip hop, More Money More Problems is a rap song basically.
Right.
But like what's that song J-Lo did? Ja Rule's rapping in it too, but like, okay, the song Bobby Brown did with Ja Rule, where he was just like, he just literally just did Stevie Wonder's, what's that song? I love you. That song.
Yeah.
Brown jumping out the helicopter.
Knocked it off my feet. That's a Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, right? And it's just like, I know where this is from. And then it's just like there was a whole era where like it was just everybody wanted to make their version of More Money, More Problems, it seemed like.
Yeah, practically. But it was either that or they were like, they would take the chorus and just like switch the words around, so it worked for like
Frisco and Will Smith.
I was literally just about to say the example I'm thinking of is Wild Wild West, Will Smith, which is just "I Wish" by Stevie Wonder, or like Black, which is "Forgive Me Nots." Like it's just this fucking, it's the same cadence, like practically the same beat or whatever. You just kind of, you switch the words up or whatever, but like you're not really changing anything. Because if I hum one song, I'm humming the other. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. See, that one song, like, one two, Undecided. Do 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 do. That one song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I Love Your Smile.
Do 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 do. That song is called. I think I'm talking about the right one, right?
That's the original. I Love Your Smile.
No, is that the one? I think you're. Yeah, I think that's the one.
I don't know. I ain't trying to say like did he get the full finger pointed at him or whatever? But like he part of the equation.
And it's just like after like a certain point, like around 2006-07. That's when like a lot, there was a, cause like hip hop became even more popular, and like there was this switch where like hip hop started to really was like the most popular shit other than like pop music and shit.
Well, hip hop became,
R&B started to take a back seat to all like the shit, like remember Fantasia and all them was coming out, and like they had hits and shit, but they weren't popping like, I don't know, like the thing, what's that song called? Shake That Laffy Taffy or some shit like that. Like, Yeah by Usher was probably like the biggest, like, okay, this shit really finna switch over.
Right.
Know your name, but excuse me, miss.
Sing it from the castle.
I feel like not even just R&B, it's kind of, you can hear it in not just R&B, in rap sometimes too. It feels like a lot of people are just looking for a song to sample, specifically a chorus or a part that people really fucked with a long time ago.
That familiarity, like something
it became a part of the formula to get a hit.
But there's a way that you could still sample and still make good shit. Like the Heart Part 5 is "I Want You" from Marvin Gaye. Like there's a good way that, you know, I think that's a decent way to sample. Like there's still a way that we could like sample to.
This way is you can sample and make it clever.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of people, they want to go that easy route and just like I said, they want to go to the More Money, More Problems, the Men in Black, the let's just sample the song. Like,
yeah. And again, that's fucking one of the best songs ever made, but that's juicy, bro.
Yeah,
that's juicy. Yeah. The nigga, that Biggie might as well be rapping over the original fucking instrumental, bro.
Yeah,
come on, that's facts. Like that's just what that shit sounds like.
You know, I learned that Pete Rock actually was like the guy. Like Pete Rock, the reason Diddy like chose that beat.
Why?
Because Pete Rock was gonna work on, he had worked on a beat sampling that same song, and then Diddy was like, "I like that," and then he ended up getting like, I don't know who he got, like whoever was producing at Bad Boy at the time to basically just loop the shit and got Biggie over it.
A perfect example, have y'all heard YG's new song? Completely destroyed Mary J's song. Hold on. So he has been hyping this sample for the longest time, and I think he couldn't get clear because it's been over since the beginning, like in January, that he's been hyping this shit. And he fucking destroyed this Mary J sample. I think he sampled Happy. And it's just, I don't think it, actually, no, it wasn't happy. But just, isn't shopping
and not this okay, part. Okay, we'll listen.
Fuck you, ad, let me skip.
That's why you get ad blocked. Yeah, that's be happy.
Okay, so, okay.
Oh, another thing, Be Happy is not the only song Mariah Carey J Blige recorded.
Yeah, but this nigga was hyping this shit for the longest fucking time, and he finally released it. I was like, this is some bullshit.
I gotta hit a beat though, man.
Here.
Oh, this is a reek beat.
No, it's not. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I can see this playing with at the end when he's showing.
Oh God.
That's the best part, right here, where she is. That's it.
Wait, what?
So he just sampled the acapella.
Yeah, pretty much.
The whole song is I don't know. Y'all listen to the whole song of your time. Let's not get copyright claim. But yeah, that he's been hyping that shit since January, and he finally dropped it. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Just like some shit somebody on YouTube could do though.
Oh, yeah. For sure. That's a tight beat, bro. Dead.
Fuck around, fuck her, and what she said. Go. All I really want.
Now, speaking of sampling, we meant to talk about now Loki. Now, to the listeners, for y'all information, we almost could have been like, we could have had our breakout with Nicki Minaj.
Oh right. Oh the fucking. Dude. We almost fucking.
Can we touch the
room? Huh?
Why am I asking if we can talk about that?
I'm asking you. Can you?
Wait, what?
Blake, you was there.
Bro, there's been so much Nicki stuff. I can't.
So, to the listeners out there, basically, a certain person I work with at the label had hit me up out of nowhere and asked if I could do a cover for Nicki Minaj, the Super Freak song that just came out. My response was hell the fuck yeah, but I was gonna have everybody do it together because
participate.
Yeah, and then you know just do it that way because like Steve, you've helped me with a couple of covers in the past with ideas or concepts and everything. Like with that one that Namir did with City Girls, you helped me with the concept for that and everything, and I just did not know what a concept to do, but it's fucking Nicki Minaj! Hell yeah! STR, let's do that shit! Even though the song was... I'm not the biggest fan of the song, but... And I had sent over the email that he had sent to the chat, talking to y'all about it, not even 5 minutes later. What this nigga say?
See, now that's gonna be stuck in my head. Now I'm gonna make a beat out of it.
Man. Morning.
You're gonna send it to me at 4 a.m.
last night.
I'm gonna get an email. That shit just gonna say sound. Oh boy.
Nicki teased us last night, and they want to rush delivery to TikTok ASAP. Can we get comps to put in front of her by this evening? They can just be tech space for now. Open creative until she sends me more direction. Not even a minute later. Hi, no problem. I'll have them ready by tonight. Cool, bet. 5 minutes later. Hey, Janelle. Sorry for the fire drill, but you can disregard this request. After I already told y'all and we was getting hyped up. As Nicki has sent some supplied art. And then he sent me some other project to do. But
I was like, we finna do that Street Songs cover. I'm finna have, it's finna be pink.
I was like, yo, I'm about to do some shit for Nicki Minaj 5 minutes later. I already told y'all. I felt so bad. I was like, man, I just told everybody in this shit.
I was like, we're gonna pair it to some one of them album covers so in some way.
And then I guess she already has sent in a photo shoot that she wanted to use as it. So yeah. We could have been on the STR, you know, STR could have been on the map.
Like, yeah, it's you know what I mean?
What'll happen. You know, hey, if you listen to this, please send me more stuff. you know, please send me more stuff like this for us to do.
Maybe we shouldn't be chasing waterfalls, bro. We trying to get on the map, motherfucker. We ain't even on the GPS. Mm-hmm. You know?
Let's talk about That's what I'm saying, bro. We got to shoot these places up, bro. We got to go in the bitch kicking in those.
Oh, no, wait.
Oh, y'all niggas want to be on or y'all want to be on?
Recreate that scene from Straight Outta Compton. I don't know about that, bro. I think we might need to slow off a little bit. I'll wait in the lobby.
We're gonna be set it off, bro. I'm gonna be Queen Latifah. Come on,
it off, this motherfucker.
Nigga said he gonna be Queen Latifah.
I ain't Queen Latifah for real, bro. I'm crying, bro. You know why?
Blake, like,
when my soul goes.
Did we talk about when Kimberly Elisa came out and said what she said about abortion and somebody shared that video of when Stoney closed her eyes and said it?
I completely missed this. Explain.
After they pulled the plug on Roe versus Wade, she like went online and was talking about, you know how like them Christian people that we talking about, yes, choose God and da 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 da, choose your child, love your child. She was coming like that, and people was just like, "Man, what?" And then somebody quote tweeted it with the video from Set It Off when she was in the car, she died and stoned the close eyes.
Jones for a bit. I was like, wait a minute, no, she on the opposite end.
Bruh, niggas funny as hell for that. Why do you do that?
But it's just Kimberly, at least you could have just, I don't know. Yeah, you could have texted your friend with that.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas be letting shit rip, and it's like, bro, you could have kept this in the chamber, bruh.
Like, I don't know. I guess people really ain't got friends, because like niggas just be tweeting shit and don't even run it by their friend group yet or nothing. Like,
but, man, bro, because niggas be thinking they right, bro.
Or there's people around them that are like, girl, yes. Like, or they have the same Girl, you right. I'm going to tweet this bitch. And then. Tweet that bitch. No.
And, like I be seeing, like, shit about, like, dates and shit. Or.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, just talk to your friends about this. Why are you telling the world about this shit?
You still have 2 more Brussels sprouts to eat, little girl.
Like, yo, the people at your job don't see that. Like,
yeah, but she too.
I ain't worried about my job. They ain't gonna break my soul.
I have not listened to that album.
Oh, all right.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Y'all homophobic the rhyme. Y'all, this is homophobic the rhyme. I'm gonna say it.
I haven't listened to the album yet. I didn't know what. I just know people been tripping about her taking some lyrics out.
Because Khalees was just like, I don't know. Khalees said,
"I know."
Beyonce was like, "All right." She was like, "Take the sample out," and Beyonce was like, "Bit." And then like people was trying to come for Khalees, but it really the real person that they should have came after is Mr. Pharrell. But anyway,
yes,
yeah.
He needed his ass whoop.
He happy.
This is going. You don't want another Marvin Gaye lawsuit situation, sir. Yeah, I mean,
anyway, she took the sample out.
Everybody get up.
I'm curious to know if the sample is on the CD that I bought of Renaissance, but
they took that shit off of the CD. like what? They had some Wi-Fi shit going on, and the shit just lifts off the CD.
Oh my god.
I saw some shit about, because she kept that, I guess there's a lyric in where she's saying something about
Spaz.
You ugly, but I'm with you because of the butt. Some shit like that.
She said something about the cash and but your face. I thought it was a Stevie Wonder reference, but I have to find it. Hold on. Oh, she was wild on that album. That's why I want to talk about it, because like I'll go ahead and talk about it. All right. First of all, the funny thing, I tweeted this earlier, but I was just saying the albums that I was supposed to like, it's funny, like all these albums that came out that I was supposed to like, yet Renaissance was the one that I end up being blown away by and actually listened to 4 weeks after it came out. Unlike a lot of albums that I've listened to, that I've listened to maybe the first week and then just forgot about them shits. But like, I don't know. I actually liked this album a lot. Like, and listening to it with fresh ears today, it was like, oh my God, this shit is amazing. But it was a lot of shit that like I caught, like, just, you know, me being like, oh, this nigga really listen to music type shit. But it's just like the sequencing was amazing. Like the sequencing between, like, because a lot of people were saying like, oh my gosh, Break My Soul sounds better sequenced through the album. I'm like, that's because they transitioned this shit like a DJ would transition shit. And it was just, it's clever the way they did this shit. I was really amazed by it. Anyway, the first song start with like the Tommy Wright shit with Princess Loco. That's what the shit that that's the verse that I started the pod with. Now that I was like somebody outside of her camp had to, or somebody like in her camp had to be like listen to that shit, because I can't believe Beyonce was listening to Tommy Wright.
Man, you really got
like Beyonce, like Beyonce had the tape back in 02, like
this good.
And then
yeah, I like this shit right here.
People were mad because she said
Tommy Wright over Jay-Z. But the album really just, it captures like, just like, because I remember I asked somebody like, well, what you think the album gonna sound like? And it was like house music and shit. And I was like, damn, like you must have heard this shit before, because ain't no way you knew where she was going. But yeah, it just really captures, like, when people always talk about like Studio 54 and all that shit and like the gay black club scene, like the houses, the different houses and the, like, the different like balls and shit. Like if you ever seen Paris Is Burning, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you seen motherfucking, what's that show called? Pose. Shit. It's like it's literally that, but like in an album, and like it's like her like version of it, and it's just the way they did it was like, it's almost like I'm trying to think who. It's like when Michael Jackson did Dangerous, and he did his take on New Jack Swing, and it's like, but with a big budget, and like the shit sounds like crystal clear and amazingly mixed and shit. Like he worked with Teddy Riley, and like Teddy Riley's shit ain't never sounded that clear, because he was making all that shit in the fucking project building and shit. But like, it's like what Beyonce is like, she took that and just made it like with a bigger budget and made it like the best of what it could be. And I just really admired that about the album. And it's crazy because I didn't think I was going to be saying all this about a Beyonce album like ever, but like here we are. It just hit me like that. And like some of my favorite songs is Virgo's Groove, America Has a Problem, Alien Superstar, Break My Soul, and the remixes. The first song, I'm That Girl. What was another one? What's that song called? Heated. Oh yeah, Heated. She was wild on Heated.
I heard Heated. I liked Heated. That's only one.
I gotta find the lyrics because it. Oh, I like Plastic Off the Soul. Hold up. But hold on. Let me find it real quick.
Whole lot of niggas been waiting. They want some time on it now.
Is that Church Girl is like, Church Girl is crazy. Like, I heard that shit, I was like, she does, this is not right. Because she sampled like the Clark Sisters and shit. And then she talking about drop it like a thotty.
I like that.
I have to
talked about Uncle Johnny.
Yeah, Uncle Johnny with that cheap spandex. That shit is a mess. I was like, damn. Oh, she said, Monday, I'm overrated. Tuesday, on my dick, flip-flop, flippity-flop-flop ass bitch. Fan off me, watch me wrist all go click. Fan up me off, I'm hot, hot, hot. I was like, okay, all right. Uncle Johnny made my dress that cheap spandex. She looks a mess. Yeah, she was wilding on that song. I was like, all right, Beyonce. But overall, album, I give it a 4.5 out of 10. I only take a point. I only take it's a 4.5 because like some of them songs, I'm like, girl, you could have just left that off. But I get you was trying to get. You had to have a good balance between amazingly good songs to, all right, this is cool, to, oh my God, this song goes in the club type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you got to have a good balance. It's like with an album. Because if you just have hit after hit after hit after hit, it started to get dense after a while. But I think she did great with this album.
What was the lyric where she was saying the thing about the ugly with the cat? I forgot.
Oh, hold on. Let me look this up.
And he did. That's where she said "spaz," and people were tripping because she said that. And that one was changed.
But yeah, it's like y'all call. Like, they were saying that shit about people across the water over in the UK. That like that was a stir over there. And I'm like, okay, but what y'all call cigarettes over there? I ain't even gonna say it. I'm gonna let y'all because I don't want y'all to feel uncomfortable. But look it up. I don't know. They was reaching on that shit because I'm like, bro, how many black people done said that in their entire life? Since how long? Like forever? And y'all just want to be like, oh no, let's find something to be mad at Beyonce about.
Previous songs too, and people weren't. I understand it's the how people kind of are. To some, I don't know how come people the in. I don't know how to put it. Like how the environment is today, I guess. I don't know. Like some people just look for something to be mad about, I guess. I don't know how to explain it. But she has said it in previous songs and that were not released too long
ago. It must be the cash because it ain't your face. That's what she said. She said that in church, girl. I know Jay was like, damn.
She talking about him on here. He's still probably mad about Lemonade, too.
Why would he be mad about Lemonade? Nigga, you made the mistake.
My brother in Christ, he made that sandwich.
Like, you literally talked about the menage a trois in
444444444.
Holy Grail. That nigga made Holy Grail. I want Tie in the Shadows to make a video about Holy and Holy Grail. Like, he did a video about Will Smith's album from 2005, and I'm scared to watch it because I don't know. It was after that. It came out after that slapping shit, and I ain't want to see no Will Smith hate at that point, so I kind of skipped it. You see, I apologize for my mistakes, and I probably shouldn't.
I just don't feel like that was ever the right thing to do. And to everybody that looked up to me, I'm sorry.
Go watch The Pursuit of Happiness. You will feel more sympathy about me.
Unless your name is Blake Showers, then go watch Bright.
Hey, y'all. Hey, we need a Bright, too.
Because he the only nigga that like Bright.
Why y'all hate no Bright? We
need a good movie about race. You could watch that one movie where he's Hancock. There you go.
Hancock.
I'm glad Hancock was one movie and one movie only.
you think they would have dragged Hancock? They would have made like five of them bitches.
I think they would have. I think like if that shit came out a couple years ago, that shit would have had two sequels, bro. They would have had Hancock and his son. They would have had Hancock in like a different time period. Like they would have had like the origin of Hancock. Like no, shit just need to end. Y'all niggas gotta understand. Shit just gotta end.
Too much
dude.
Hancock music.
Please go to the Kickstarter and help raise money for Hitch 2.
Hitch 2 is crazy.
I watched the hell out of Hitch 2.
That nigga trying to make Hitch 2, he need to go into the jail.
Or you can advocate for Ali 2.
Damn. Ali 2? What the fuck? What else?
What else he gonna do?
What else is there?
He gonna be Mike Tyson in this movie.
Mike Tyson.
I can't even do this nigga doing a Mike Tyson impression.
That's one of the movies that I saw in pieces, and I will never see the entire movie.
Damn,
they're having a Mike Tyson flick, ain't they?
Like, what did Blake say?
Yeah.
I said, what did Blake say?
I forget, bro. They are making another Mike Tyson movie.
But I just, I don't know. I saw Emmett Till. That was the first time I saw Emmett Till. And then I saw that scene where Michael Bates got killed. And I said, I ain't watching this shit. They were just showing that on TV, like, in the middle of the day. It was a Sunday. Like, I think that might have been one of them. Like, you know how they'd be like, hello, it's Bobby Jones Gospel, and we finna cut out. All right, thank you, guys. And then it's Ali start, like,
and God.
Commercials loud as hell.
Well, Bobby Jones beat them allegations.
How?
Nigga said how?
I don't know. I always thought that he was kind of a zesty, like, preacher or person. It's just the way he would talk, and he would always talk like this, and it's Bobby Jones gospel, y'all. Like, how y'all doing today? Praise Jesus. I'm like, that man, yes. I don't know, that man be doing stuff on a Saturday night and don't be telling nobody.
I'm weak.
Was like, what's that preacher name? What's that other preacher name? It's another preacher that he died of cancer, but he did some real nasty shit.
Like bad nasty?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like my grandma used to watch him.
He would talk. Hey, which one of y'all niggas do illegal?
Wait, what?
I hear some chirping in the background. It sounds like somebody doing fucking Duolingo or some shit.
Oh, Eddie Long. It was Eddie Long. Eddie Long.
It is long.
Oh shit! I think I know you.
He was a preacher. It always be them TV preachers that be doing the nasty.
Damn, shit. He coming crazy. Hold up.
Wait,
I better say it.
Let me see. Hang on.
This nigga said I'm ready. Yeah. For action.
Hey, pod picture.
Yeah, that's
no.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
But, it's like it'd be like if we said R. Kelly dead. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I just seen
it'd be like if we said Bill Cosby dead.
What the point?
Like he did some terrible shit and traumatized like some boys' lives. Yeah, that picture is crazy though. That first of all, that nigga swole. I ain't know that nigga was swole like that.
Bro, he got swole pictures, and I'm like, nigga, you a church man? You ain't supposed to even be doing
with that iPhone -3.
Damn, this the round back iPhone. Damn,
you the round back iPhone.
Damn, this is a real throwback.
I remember. It's crazy when you like speaking of iPhones. It's crazy like to know that Michael Jackson had an iPhone at some point. Cause I thought he died before that even came out. Like,
bro, I can't picture that shit, bro. You got a picture of him doing that?
It's like his bodyguard like wrote a book or some shit, and he was talking about he had bought an iPhone. I said, this nigga bought an iPhone? How? It's like when I read Dilla's book and they said that nigga had a BlackBerry. I said, this nigga had a BlackBerry. Louis Armstrong had like one of them 80s phones or some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not your era. Hey, the big cell phones from the 80s and shit. Like,
hey, bro, nigga, I said they dropped you
this music.
Get out of there.
Stop
testing. Yeah, nigga airdrop Ella Fitzgerald a song or some shit.
LOL.
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 Hey, does this boy look like me?
Pee Wee Longway.
Yeah.
LOL smiley.
HBO Max. Cartoon Network, you niggas in trouble.
We really in trouble, bro. We in trouble. We in danger, bro. I'm scared.
Wait, I'm confused.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? HBO Max and Cartoon Network.
Oh, damn. Oh, man. Sorry to break the news to you.
Was I in COVIDina when this happened?
No, this shit happened like 3 days ago, bro.
Oh, shit. What happened?
So HBO Max announced that this is going to be just the abridged version. HBO Max announced that they are taking off over 20 titles, majority of which being animated, a lot of which being HBO Max originals. As of last night at midnight, all of the shows are gone. Those shows include Close Enough, Uncle Grandpa, Victor and Valentino, Summer Camp Island, Little Ellen is gone, OKKO is gone, Mau Mau is gone.
Sesame Street, like 200.
They took 200 fucking episodes of Sesame Street off.
I seen that. Some of Sesame Street.
And Infinity Train, that's another Cartoon Network show they took off. Just like a slew of different cartoons that they said they was taking off the service, a lot of which only belong on HBO Max because that's what they were created for. So it's very unlikely that they'll ever be available to watch ever again. That's the first thing.
What the fuck?
The second thing is a lot of those shows that they took off were currently running. So
Huh? Did they take off the Harley Quinn thing?
No.
Okay, cool. Thank God.
But yeah, a lot of the shows that they took off are currently running. So like Summer Camp Island, for example, had a complete season fucking done. And I think they were supposed to release it on June 17th. But then like the day before, they pulled it for no explained reason. And they just kind of held on to it. And now they fucking took the show off HBO Max. And, you know, like, with Victor and Valentino and Summer Camp Island, it came out that Cartoon Network would give them the grace of playing their last season on the network instead, since it won't be able to be on HBO Max. But all the shows that don't have anything to do with Cartoon Network, bro, that shit is over with, bro. Like that Little Ellen shit, whole season complete, was ready to drop. They just never gonna drop it. This shit crazy because like it's a lot of shit that's just never gonna come out, and it's a lot of niggas shit like, bro, this is like, these are like the first episodes of television I ever worked on, and now I'm gonna never get to see them. Like, you know, like fans can still pirate in old episodes and still be able to watch the show or whatever, but like my kids can't do that, and like I made this shit for them. Like just a whole bunch of just like super duper sad shit.
Especially the shit where it was still running, like the new episodes that ain't even released yet.
Exactly. But the shit get worse because not only did they take off Infinity Train and Mau Mau and OKKO, like not only did they take those off HBO Max, but the following day, they took all evidence, they scraped all evidence of those shows from their website. They scraped all evidence from those shows on their YouTube channel. All evidence of those shows from their Twitter. Any tweet they had with any of those shows, gone. Any tweet?
Yeah, they cleaned house.
Mm-hmm. Any YouTube video, gone. You can't even buy the fucking DVDs no more, bro. That shit's not for sale no more.
Wow. I was going to ask, like, can you... Damn, fuck.
They going crazy. Like, they trying to... They basically... Like, because really... What this is, they trying to write the shit off for taxes. They trying to write them down as financial failures. And in order to get a tax break, in order to write them off or whatever, you just can't profit from them ever again. And not being able to profit from them ever again means that you got to take them off shit. You got to get rid of DVDs, anything you were selling. You can't make no more merch. Like, that shit is over with. And you know, is fucked up because these, it ain't like, these weren't the most popular shows on the planet, but they had a following, bro. They had fans, bro. Yeah. Close Enough, bro. Infinity Train, bro. Like, bro, you could, niggas was dick rotting when that shit came out. And then now it's just like, and that, you know, that I think the thing that's like, personally me, that's been upsetting me about it, that like, when the pandemic hit, what's the first thing everybody did? Oh, we got to do it. We got to make an animated this. We got to make a cartoon this. Because animation, you didn't have to be in a motherfucker face to make it. Like, you could do it in your house. So, like,
right.
Animation was like, those and, like, them dumbass Zoom shows was, like, the only things, like, really keeping shit afloat for real. Nobody could film that because niggas couldn't be together. It's okay. But, like, Now it's like since like shit loosened up now, and now motherfuckers could go out and film these expensive ass live action shows, then it's like they just pretty much told animation like, fuck out of here, suck my dick. Like,
man, I was pissed already that they had a Batgirl movie that they were working on. I was hyped for that shit and they just canceled it. They're like, that shit pissed me the first thing that happened.
For real. That was like the precursor for shit getting ugly. That happened at the very same time they had like a little special. It wasn't a sequel. It was a special for that that to go hand in hand with that Scoob movie from 2 years ago, I guess. And and fucking Cat opening the door and shit.
talking about, nigga? I know you're talking about HBO Max. Let me talk about it. Bro.
My nigga, did you see back? Or did you say Catwoman? Hold up.
My kid. But the the Scoob shit. They had a Scoob fucking special. Like literally, they finished animating it and everything. All they had to do was, I guess, they was like finalizing like lighting and shit. And then they just fucking was like, never mind, nigga. You the fuck? Stop making that shit, bro. We ain't putting that shit out. Like,
I heard of the Batgirl shit that pissed me off because they were right in the middle of the movie of filming it too. Like, they had already started post production and everything and was filming it, and they just fucking canceled the shit. And then they told the directors and the people working on the film like hella late, like literally a day before the fucking like it started getting out about it. That's the first. That's the only thing that I had heard. I didn't know about that other shit. That pissed me off because I was actually excited for that.
Yeah, they went hard.
Bro. Sad times.
I will say, as on a lighter note, in the Harley Quinn series, in the newest episode, they recreated the scene from the Batman movie where Jack Nicholson plays as the Joker. You know, when he's doing the parade and shit.
What'd you say?
First movie, he's doing the parade and it's got these fucking parade animals that are blowing the gas and shit.
Okay, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
It was from the one where we were talking about where they made the paint. Remember the one where the penguin looked so fucking crazy? The one that What's-His-Face directed. Those two. It was from the one where Jack Nicholson plays as a Joker. There's a specific.
This is the Prince one.
Yeah, and he's dancing to Prince in the streets, doing the parade, and with these parade floats that are like shooting gas and shit. They recreated that whole scene, and he's wearing the same outfit and everything.
Did they pray Prince?
Yes,
they did.
In the original, not in.
I was finna say, I was like, nigga, that's a hell of a clearance.
Not in the series.
This
where the
budget went. this why all y'all shows got canceled.
Nigga said they did.
Because they recreated the scene, but the scene doesn't really, it's not the same thing as it. Like, how they made the Joker in this season is very different from Joker's character from anything. Like, this nigga, a stepdad. they changed a lot with him, so it was different.
Okay. I was about to say, I think we found a root of the problem with HBO Max.
Nigga, stepdad running, the Joker running for mayor and shit. Like, what is this episode, bro? I'm trying to work. I'm running for mayor because I want a dual bilingual program for my stepson, Benicio. was like, wait, what is going on? This is not the Joker. Fuck that bitch Bertha on the fucking PTA. Fuck her. Why are you laughing? You don't even know what I'm saying. Oh, why not?
No, mama, keep talking. That's funny.
There was one part I watched. He was talking, I think he had a Batman tied up, and he was talking about, like, I guess, like a Tesla type car. He's like, where's my goddamn truck, Bruce?
No, there's a scene that happened right after Scarecrow comes in, and he's got like this, for some reason, he got a British accent in the show, but he's like, man, I don't see why you ain't done this shit yet. Rips the mask off. He's like, no, you motherfucker, if I wanted to do that shit.
Okay. She done been here before. Been here
before. Act like you've been here before.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get CPS called.
Well, we heard a baby laughing. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we heard him. You heard him.
Why was the baby laughing to motherfuckers?
We heard Joy. He been tweaking in that. Like the show
is pretty funny, but this season is kind of, I don't know about this season. It's kind of out there. They kind of went way off course.
Hey, I might as well try to watch it before they take the shit off, because you know.
I hope they don't. I don't think they would do that because it's DC. I mean, They killed off Zack Snyder stuff. They still got the Watchmen on there, but a lot of this, they fired him from DC and from HBO and Warner. I don't know why, but he won't be making any more DC stuff anymore, and they canceled this shit.
Man, this shit made me not want to even work in cartoons. Niggas be bullshitting, bro. Just hearing this shit. And the thing is, like, I could understand if they were like, hey, in a month, this will be off. Niggas said this week and took it off yesterday and today.
Took it off the next day, bro. Like, they really went crazy.
Like, I couldn't even run to watch these shits, bro. I watched the Fungies. That shit was funny as hell. I never got to, like, actually watch it till then. Victor and Valentino, I was watching that for a little bit. Funny as hell. Damn, there were something else. Apple and fucking Onion? These niggas took Apple and fucking Onion?
Did they really?
I think they took that too.
I didn't hear about that. Hold on, let me go look. I'll look.
All right, y'all. Apple and Onion is still on. We good.
You're the only nigga I know coming back for Apple and Onion, boy.
That shit funny. I like the look of it. I don't know, bro. This shit, it's a sweet show.
I'm actually kind of surprised that, now that I think about it, I'm actually kind of surprised that they left Apple and Onion.
Fucking Tig and Seek, I had just kind of started watching that, and I'm like, bro, all this shit is funny and had multiple seasons.
Yeah,
like,
they got rid of it. Not my nigga Uncle Grandpa, though, bro. Like, that shit, I was like, come on. So that's my nigga, bro. I fuck with that nigga.
Because our love has died.
My nigga, Steve.
Like, when I put that shit up on my story, it's a fact that 500 people saw that. I said, wow, y'all see this shit, but y'all only see it when I post my print link.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, they removed Tig and Seek too and Aquaman?
Bro. Aquaman.
What you doing?
Mighty Magiswords? That shit going soon?
Bruh, these niggas all ride for fucking Magiswords.
Oh, they took off Yabba Dabba Dinosaur.
Yeah, you like that,
bro? It was
like
so much shit. That shit funny, Nelly.
Nelly, I'm sorry, babe.
She like Yabba Dabba Dinosaurs?
Yeah, damn. That was her. I was so happy too because I got her the fuck away from Muppet Babies because they canceled that shit, and I'm tired of watching three fucking seasons over and fucking over.
Oh, well. Like you got mosey on right back.
She got real quiet. Like, what you say?
She got real quiet when you said that. She was like, damn, that's how you feel. You niggas in trouble.
No more yabba dinosaurs. Damn, man. Now I'm gonna have to find something else for her to.
What was I gonna say? Oh, that's the picture you sent. Yeah. And this is so unfortunate. Hey, now what's up with Discovery Plus? Now what are they talking about with that?
Yeah, they merging with HBO. That's why all this shit is happening.
Yeah. Oh my god. So guys, are you ready for 90 Day Multiverse.
90 Day Fiance. What was that shit called? It was like 90 Day Fiance Universe, I think. Some shit like that. They're not merging with HBO. They merging with Warner, which is HBO. You dig? Like a lot of you notice there's a bunch of Looney Tunes and shit on HBO Max. That's because all over.
Yeah, they even have a new show that's kind of like, y'all remember Disney, the Looney Tunes show that was like a daycare?
Yeah, it was like Looney Tunes babies.
They got something on there like Bugs that right Bunny now.
Builders or some shit like that. But yeah, so like that's why all this dumb shit happening or whatever, because they merging, and the nigga ahead of it, he kind of like the new nigga ahead of it, he just came in and like put his dick on the table, start wilding, like they don't got my respect.
Y'all see them stocks drop, shit gonna change.
Best speak on it, Blake.
Meanwhile, Paramount is making a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That shit don't matter, man. I'm with Steve, man. I'm ready for that 90 Day Fiance universe.
Y'all niggas are sick.
I wasn't serious.
Nah, we not serious, bro.
No, bro, that shit has gotten so fucking bad. This season is so trash. Yes, I watch it, unfortunately.
Okay.
It used to be good. Like, I used to watch the one, you know, that couple that got their own show now, Chantel and Pedro.
Yeah, that you talking about the girl that had they got the surgery and shit.
No, she was with they're like the only black family on there, really. That is not from this new season, but they have. I don't think she got surgery.
Okay, no, this is a white lady I'm talking about.
Oh no, you talking about the one who's with the dude from Africa?
No, it's a lady. She got with this ugly British nigga. I'm sorry.
Oh, them. Oh, Darcy and twin sister. They've always been in reality TV since they've had so many failed reality TV shows in the past.
Clout chasers.
They've been since like 2002. They tried to have some shit on MTV about their lives and everything, because they're like their dad kind of pays for it.
Well, they should have dropped the tape. They should have dropped the tape, and then maybe they would have did something.
No, don't.
Yeah. Chantel and Pedro, that's the one where she's in the Dominican Republic. And the family's black, and they're racist to him for no reason.
No, I know that. Yeah, that white lady that she had an African man and Trump shit. I was like, really?
Donald Trump, I ain't coming to see you.
She's crazy, though. She's crazy because she shouldn't have been. They changed their guidelines because they wouldn't allow people who have been accused, like charged with certain crimes, on the show. And her daughter had went to jail for like giving kids alcohol, and her daughter had slept with one of them.
Damn.
Oh Lord. You know, I remember the funny thing to be about that shit is when white folk go to them countries. And the people, like the relatives and the people, the friends and shit, be like, you messing around with these white folk. Look at them crazy ass white people. Like, look at that motherfucker. Like, damn, bro, this you, bro? Like,
he's like,
they don't be saying it like that exactly, but they might. That's pretty much what they be saying to them, and they be like, yeah, and they be laughing, and the white person be like, why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah,
like that woman who got catfished. She thought it was like this UK dude she was talking about, and it was this dude from India. But she kind of catfished too, because he's like 30 or something, and she's in her 60s.
Oh, I ain't even see that.
You ain't see that one? And yo, that shit got crazy, because he was married to another chick the whole time.
Oh.
And his family don't fuck with her, because it's like in the area that they're from. It's, well, no, it's more so like you don't get divorced. Like, it's hard to get divorced. Oh. And he was cheating on his wife the whole time with this 60-year-old woman, and he flew her out and all this shit. It had him living with the parents. It was crazy. The parents showed up and like dragged his ass out of the apartment they were in when they found out that she was there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why these white women be like, oh, you know what's a good idea? Let me get with this Muslim man. And then like, I'm gonna come up here with all my tattoos and shit, and finna show these people, like, and finna be like, yeah, I'm American. It's like, no, ma'am, like, sit down. Go talk to American man, please.
It happened every single time. We can't communicate. There's only one couple so far of all the seasons they've done, and it's the newest season where this guy has actually taken the time to learn her language. And it's also because he's Brazilian, too. So he actually learned how to speak it so he could communicate with her. Like, that's the first time that has happened. Yeah, because in how many seasons?
Them people that be like 50 and up, they are not trying to learn them people language.
Nah. But he's like, he's not too young himself. It was that dude, I don't know if you've seen that one, it was the dude who used to be like a professional bodybuilder, but then he got caught doing steroids.
I'm not familiar. None of them people on that show. That's another thing. None of them people on that show are like, using a reek term, are tough. None of them niggas on that show are tough to me. Like,
let's talk about it.
They all just mid or ugly. Y'all remember, like, y'all ever seen, I'm sure y'all, everybody seen that nigga with no neck, and like, he was trying to get with that girl.
Yeah, he's a nasty motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he a creepy motherfucker.
Yes. Did you see the girl who spoke about him?
I haven't. I know he's been on some creepy shit, like, for sure.
Nah, like, this is some crime shit. Oh! But this is slipping something in the drink.
Damn. Can't do that, twin.
Mm-mm. And she still makes videos about it because she contacted TLC every time. Like, why are you glad? Like, and she sent them the paperwork too.
She said, "Here you go."
That's a weird. That's a weird ass shit, bro.
Oh damn! I was gonna ask y'all what we've been watching, but shit, we kind of. I don't know.
Harley Quinn and.
He's not even watching no more.
Yo, if they take off Tuca and Birdie, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit.
Tuca and Birdie, man. This is okay.
Hey, I don't know. I thought niggas wouldn't take Close Enough off.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Close Enough out of everything was taken off. Because I feel like they had a pretty core fan base. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that show, too.
Nah, Tuca and Birdie, that's my shit, though. That's my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that new episode they did where it's
Y'all watch Rap Shit?
I did.
Yo, how you feel about it?
I only watched the first two episodes, and damn, bro, that shit is not for kids.
It's called Rap Shit.
I know, but I was like, oh damn, bro, that the second episode, I was like, yo, y'all should have me caught up. I was trying to.
It's a lot of ass in Rap Shit. It's a lot of ass.
It's realistic. I like it. It's funny. I like that. I don't know. It's touching on a lot of stuff that I think need to be talked about more, like how old girl is rapping, and like she's like, we need to talk about student debt. And she's like, girl, nobody want to hear about this shit.
Damn. Maybe I should start with this show then.
It's good, Steve.
I think I feel like Steve would actually like that shit when I think about it. I didn't really think about it.
I'll balance like this between the many shows my friend has recommended me to watch, and I'm like, nigga, I am not watching all these shows.
Yeah, so then what you go do? Instead, you go and rewatch the fucking Purple Rain sequel instead.
instead of me watching Hell of a Boss on YouTube again, let's watch Rap Shit.
That's right.
It's in your backyard, bro.
You're right
in Florida.
Yeah, it's a place in Miami.
Oh, so these Florida rappers. Oh. Interesting.
Seducing scheme, baby.
It's like when Kenny JD be talking about like Detroit rap, I'm like, that's how I be talking about with Florida rap. It just, you know about how it sound, and you just like, I don't really like it. I'm supposed to like it, but I don't.
You gonna eat this shit and you gonna like it.
I've been watching I've been putting Blake Showtime account to use, and I've been watching my Flatbush misdemeanor.
It's just a misdemeanor. You got to get over it.
Right. Actually,
let me look that up.
Everybody on this podcast will like that show. And that's a fact. Because the main nigga is an artist and he's a painter. And they make that nigga go through so much shit in the first season with commissions.
Oh man. Oh no, okay. I seen a
this finna be the black trauma. So
I seen a clip of it, bro. He had to press that nigga for his money. That's crazy. Yeah. That's from that show.
They found a new form of black trauma to talk about.
He had to press this nigga at a club for a fucking commission, bro, for a mixtape cover.
Right. There's a lot happens in that season, so this isn't really a spoiler, because it really only happens in two scenes. But in at the top of one episode, right, the nigga he is in this nigga's bathroom. Because the nigga got his recording shit set up in his bathroom. So Kevin is in the dude bathroom, and he did cover art for him because the nigga was like a rapper. And so Kevin had it on his phone, and he was showing him a picture of it. The nigga took Kevin's phone, was like, well, let me see. Then he airdropped it to himself. And he didn't pay it. He didn't pay the nigga shit. He didn't pay Kevin shit. And Kevin like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, I'm not like, you sent me the bread. Like, what you mean you just stole the shit type shit? And then Jesus Christ. And then that's why you seen he pressed the nigga at the club for his bread. Because of that. Because the nigga, he faded him and airdropped it too. That was crazy. I was like, man.
You
gotta
kill a nigga for that, bro. You can't do it. That's a new type of fucking dirty, that was crazy,
bro. I ain't never seen no shit like that. But it's a lot of that. Kevin go through a lot with him. There's a niggas like, yo, but make sure it look like me though. This kind of don't look like me, bro. You think you can make it look like me instead?
Damn.
He go through shit like that. Like, I don't know, bro. Just from that angle, I feel like y'all would enjoy it. But even beyond that, like, it's just funny and it's smart. Like, that's just my shit. And they literally ended the season today.
So it's a no for Steve to watch American Horror Story season 2 again, but I should instead watch Flatbush, whatever it was called. I just typed it. Hold on.
Yeah, there you go. There.
You could watch the series American Horror Stories. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Misdemeanor. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched that yet. How is it?
It's a. You know what? It's got each episode is there's a few that correlate with each other, but each episode is like in a completely different universe. So they all, you know, it's not like how American Horror Story is. The new season just started. The first season was actually pretty good. There's just some episodes that are kind of fucking stupid because, you know, it's about like fucking TikTokers and shit. But it's actually pretty good. It's funny too. But it's pretty good. I would recommend it. There's some episodes that are like on some Twilight shit. But it's pretty good. Out of the 8 episodes, I would say five of them are good. 5 out of 8. It's not bad. I the new season just starts actually, I think, on the 24th. We'll see what they do with that.
Okay.
Yes, it's supposed to start this month, I know. Let me double check. I've been seeing the things for it.
I'm ready for motherfucking Handmaid's Tale, nigga.
And there's a couple connections, like, from like the previous seasons of American Horror Story and some of the stuff. Okay,
well, that's good. They kind of go back and fill out the
universe. Never the fuck mind. They already started season 2. What the fuck?
And that might be the new Washington. Unless niggas take it off.
And then I guess season 11 starts. I don't know what's going on with season
11. Being super buff.
I ain't like how they ended that last season of American Horror Story.
The one with the vampires?
Is that where they get like abducted by some aliens or some shit? And like they show Ronald Reagan's wife is fucking an alien and all that? Yeah,
that's the two-parter one.
There's a second part to it?
The alien one, I forget which one is after or before.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Because they did have the vampires at the beginning. You're right. Yeah.
Both of those. Well, I didn't finish watching the alien one. And like,
the ending.
Bro, the ending was stupid for the vampire one.
Yes. It kind of, you see how it ended, though? Kind of like on a cliffhanger, low-key? Like, they could have continued it from there. You expected it to continue. That's exactly how they did with the last one. With the alien one.
I kind of want to watch the alien one, though. Because I started it. I left off where everybody got pregnant. And that was the last one I saw. Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, it gets... No, it's not on, bro. Yeah. Did you see that season, Steve?
Wait, what season of what? I'm sorry.
American Horror Story. The one where they're aliens and shit?
Oh, wait. I haven't watched... I'm not familiar with that.
I was talking to you about it. Remember where they're... I sent you a... They got what's his face in there and they're like vampires.
That's how it first starts out. Season 8. Yeah, I've seen that. I remember that shit.
Man, this is a Rue 21 movie.
these were actually all right.
This nigga Steve really crazy, bro.
believe it or not,
instead of watching Insecure, like what the fuck is wrong with this? Steve?
If I watch this last movie and it's a fucking sandy ass filter on it, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. It's one of them Bad Boys 2 type fucking filters on it.
Yeah, that shit just yellow and orange the whole time.
Pissy filter.
This shit looked like it was supposed to be an army movie cover, and then they just scrapped it. Or like some 21 Days Later type shit. What the fuck?
Why is she so fucking mad?
I'm focused on this dude's posture. What's up with you? You got bulky up top, bro. But what's going on? No. I'm sorry, but I'm really focused on the shoulders.
The bigger one that nigga's like, he finna say, well, actually.
Well, according to my calculation,
I hope so, ass pose.
That shit Janelle sent that nigga like
she definitely did. She told you, nigga, hush.
Dummy, that nigga said dummy stupid.
But she's pretty looking at it. Right.
But she got your hand on the titty. You win. This cover is so off. What the fuck is going on, bro? Say in the wood? Who is this chick?
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah.
She got her. What that dude, the nigga got, went to that, got to the school for the first time.
Why is the guy who's so big dressed like fucking Jamie Foxx in 2009? Like, I'm kind of confused. He looked like Jamie Foxx and blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, spoiler, let's go.
Blame it on the
in my bus city. My bus city. Blame it on the juice. Blame it on the liquor.
Oh my god, the fan.
Yeah, word, right?
Just all of my ride. Hey, we gotta run that back. That's a good ass song.
Man, niggas gotta bring back fucking singing into the fan, bro. Do kids do that anymore?
I don't think these niggas do that, bro. That's like hours
singing
of
into the fan.
What now? Do me now.
Oh, they got another movie called Consequences, and this man, we're not on Discord. I can't. I'll just send it. Fuck it. Hold on.
If you watching movies with gravy in it.
I never watched any of the movies he in, to be honest.
Damn. This nigga look like he tired. And they got Young and Man here, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Got the strap.
Oh, no.
Everybody shake him off.
Bruh. Okay, I'm sorry, but like, why Kodak make that song, bro?
Huh? Janelle, I'm gonna have to interrupt you because the bottom of this Consequences poster might be the sickest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Bro, this shit terrible. Oh my god.
This is actually
what the fuck?
This came out this year?
Yes.
You know, y'all got the cover looking like this?
I think this
looked like the bootleg film that inspired Obsessed.
We gotta watch it.
I think we gotta watch this
next live video.
I think we gotta watch.
If we can watch this as the next one, I'm gonna make sure that I'm drunk because I don't know if I can stand this movie.
Oh, I'm gonna get sauced. Oh, you just turned me up. It's gonna be way funnier.
I'm gonna not take my insulin so I can join you.
Dude, don't do that. Don't say that.
Y'all niggas can have fun, but I can't. Fuck that.
Yo, you be wild. You gotta chill, bro. What's wrong?
Do that.
Man,
let's have a drink. Oh, Blake, you have to take your insulin. You can't join.
Nigga, no. I'm going to be turnt like y'all.
Yeah, but you can't.
Never mind, man. We don't know how it works. You know how it works. You know how it works, bro. You got it. You got it, bro.
Well, I'll take shots of insulin.
How you do that, bro? Stick ass pod, bro.
All for one and one for all.
I'll have one regular Diet Coke and that shit'll make my night.
Blake, you gotta stop.
I would like to just ensure the listeners that it is them, not me.
Hi, my name is Blake and this is Jackass.
And I'm beating my dad's ass all day long.
You're acting crazy out there.
You're acting crazy out there, man.
God, did I tell you the time I went to that nigga house?
Who else?
What?
Bam Margera.
Who?
You went to that nigga's house?
You said house?
Yeah, bro.
What the?
Yeah, I went to that nigga house.
Ooh.
Hold on, I'll send y'all the post.
Ooh, house.
That nigga had a big ass fucking Bam Margera.
I'm sleeping with the Bam house?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Steve, you know Bam? Was turning it.
Viva la Bam. I'm gonna show you what you need. Do.
I think the nigga left.
I'm looking up pictures. Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
That's crazy. You really was at the nigga house.
Yeah, he had like this big ass, like, bro, that shit was a shit show. He had like a party, like, cause they were tearing up his driveway, cause his driveway had like the skate park in it, and they were tearing it up because they were turning his house into like an Airbnb type thing. And bro, niggas was wildin'. This white boys was fucking wildin', bro. These niggas was biting fucking light bulbs. They was smashing the long ass light bulbs over their head. It was niggas spray painting. I was one of the niggas spray painting. Bro, but it was like niggas going crazy. Like, I almost had to beat these two fucking white boys ass because they wanted to be on some little fly shit. I was like, nigga, I'm painting. I'm not trying to paint on you niggas. Like, can you fucking move? And niggas like, dude, I'm fucking playing it. I'm like, lucky my girl here and her friend here, nigga, because I'll fucking go ape shit. But, yeah, bro, that shit was crazy. These niggas had, like, mad fucking bands that was supposed to be there, but, like, the bands didn't fucking come. There was, like, bro, okay, this is the craziest shit, because, like, you know how big this nigga's fucking place is, and it's, like, on a one-way road, so, like, you can't really park on the outside, you gotta go inside. Mm-hmm. These niggas charged us, like, $70 to fucking park.
Oh, nah.
They didn't say that, and, like, that shit was kind of out the way for us, so we had to just be like, you know what, fuck it. And, like, niggas was like, well, we can't park in, so we gonna park on the side. Bro, it's a one-way road. You can't do that. Right. So niggas' cars was just getting towed back to back. Like, the fucking tow company was having, like, a fucking field day. And, like, it was just mad crazy shit. Like, niggas was like, oh, he dropped $1,000 in the woods, and he said whoever find it can get it.
Whoa.
And, like, bro, this nigga came out, and, like, every white boy, you would have thought this nigga was Jesus, how they was just around this nigga. This nigga had, like, a fur fucking, like, purple-ass coat just walking down, like, to the fucking actual skating part, and niggas was just, like, touching him, being like, oh, my God, blah, blah. I was like, nigga, I don't really want to see you. I want to see your dad. I want to see April. Like, I ain't trying to see you for real, nigga.
But bro, that shit was nuts. Like, I'm glad I went, but it was just a bunch of fucking fuckery, dude. Like, I'm like, it was police like trying to fucking be like, hey, what is y'all fucking doing there? Like, bro, at one point his wife just was like, it was a concert happening, and his wife just started fucking stripping. It was like, I was like, God damn, dude.
Different.
It was so fucking different.
Actually, dude, I'm not surprised, because he had put out a music video on YouTube a long time ago, and it's like, she's butt-ass naked, and it looks like he's fucking her on the pool table in the video. Like, everything is shown. So I'm kind of not surprised.
Yeah, I guess that's just her thing. Like, I ain't knocking her or anything, but I was just like, damn, y'all niggas is actually fucking wildin'.
Well, I don't know if that, I think that was kind of, I don't know, they're not together anymore, huh? He's married to somebody else.
I don't think so. Like, I think there might be a new lady now, but I don't really keep up with him like that. But
I just remember that show that they did, that little series. Did you ever see that? Of them getting, Bam gets married or something?
Yeah, yeah. I think that, well, this happened like, how long ago this shit was? Damn, this nigga crazy. I see it. Oh, no! No!
Oh, my God. It is on YouTube. Oh, this isn't the full. But yes, this is it. There's damn, one on
this nigga coming crazy, bro. Oh, my God.
No, it gets worse than that.
I can't finish watching this now.
It gets worse. That's not even the full. This ain't even the full.
Oh.
It gets worse than that.
This nigga. Oh, my God, dude.
This isn't the full either. Oh, did you get to the part where they go up the stairs?
Wait till you see them on the stairs.
This is, whoa. Oh, my God.
That's not the full, though. I wonder what happened to the full. The full, it shows.
Yeah, he's doing that on the stairs. Oh, no.
There's one. It's like 3 minutes long, I think.
It's a crazy white boy.
I found this shit when I was a kid. This shit traumatized me. I was like, oh, my God. I don't know if I should watch Viva La Bam.
I know it's more crazy than that. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I can't even search it up on my computer. They blocked everything.
But also, this nigga didn't even come out the house. Like, he came out that one time and stayed in the house the rest of the fucking time.
He was probably... They used to rent... I think that they just rent that place out. Like, he did an interview so that they just be renting out that castle for people to stay in.
Like, it's big as shit, and it looked nice. He had complaints about it. Like, I think he got fined for a lot of stuff happening, like, the following weeks because of that party. And he was just talking about the police. And I was like, nigga, you put this... Oh, also, he had a rule list. Like, a big-ass fucking list of... a big-ass fucking plank of wood with list on it. And one of them was like, hey, don't say nigga. And I was like, you are fucking crazy. How did you have to fucking write that?
White people.
Hey y'all, this episode is sponsored by white people.
Yeah, okay.